Teresa Petrushova sings of Bahia, a state in northeastern Brazil. Samba, the official music of that country, fuels the sound of the Tam Tam Orchestra, a group Petrushova helped found in 1999 with her boyfriend Miloš Vasík and her friend Martin Kreuzberg. Vasík, Petrushova, and Kreuzberg are all native Czechs. None of the three founding members have ever been to South America, yet they've dedicated their lives to Brazilian and African music. Vasík started out in a rock and roll band, performing with a group called Laura and the Tigers before he first heard the samba sound.
I started with one Czech group called Laura Ai Tigri. The leader asked me if I can play the percussion. It was my first time about the percussion. I met my professor in Stuttgart, in Germany, and he started to teach me about Cuban music, congas and this type.
Life under the communist regime limited Vasík's access to music that fascinated him. By then an accomplished percussionist, he spent a lot of time abroad to learn more.
It was very hard situation here. There was now but nothing. There was really nothing. No salsa, no samba, nothing. All what I know, I learned in workshops in West Europe. It was in Germany, in France, in Holland, when I met the people who play this type of music. When I listened first time samba, I tell, wow, what is it? But I don't know how they play it.
Vasík dedicated himself to the sound that he loved. He dreamed of starting a samba band and took a step closer to realizing that dream when he asked Kreuzberg to fill in for him in his full-time band here in the Czech Republic while he traveled. The two became friends and shared a fascination for the samba sound.
For me, it's very challenging to understand or penetrate into the world of polyrhythms and parallel rhythms and complex rhythms. And they are very sophisticated in African and in Latin music. It's a great challenge. It's exciting learning them. It's exciting when you learn to play them and playing them, actually, with other people.
The two began performing with Petrushova as the Tam Tam Orchestra in 1999. The group was quite a departure for Kreuzberg, a drummer since age 17. He played mostly in rock bands up until that point.
It's a different kind of communication than in a rock and roll band, where you have one drummer, one bass player, one guitar player, and so on. Here you have other percussionists, and every one of them composes one structure that's a multi-layer. Every percussionist has one simple part that somehow fits into the part of the other percussionist, and so on and so forth.
Soon after they started performing, the musicians found out that they wanted to branch out beyond percussion.
After the beginning, we realized that it's probably necessary to expand it a little bit. We incorporated chanting and switching instruments a lot on stage. So each of us would play three or four different instruments or drums. And we had funny uniforms and masks, and we were experimenting with all that. Now it's a six-piece where Miloš is the band leader.
After years of small performances as a percussive trio, the Tam Tam Orchestra now also features an electric bass player, a guitarist, and a flute player. The group performed hundreds of gigs last year throughout the Czech Republic and beyond. The band recently released their major label debut, titled Rhythmicon, which is a collection of melodic world music.
Brazil, Brazil, le samba do Brazil. Brazil, Brazil, le samba do Brazil. Brazil.
Meanwhile, the group also performs as the Tam Tam Batucada, a stripped-down, percussion-only show that's heavy on drums, dancing, and tradition.
Orchestra plays original songs composed by Miloš and Teresa. And Batucada, we only play samba batucada. We play percussion instruments, like the carnival style from Rio. That six-piece that plays batucada is expanded sometimes by the members of the samba school.
That samba school, where members of the Tam Tam train apprentice drummers, is the only of its kind in the Czech Republic. The band opened the school 2 years ago as a way of getting closer to realizing their dream.
The dream was to have the group with the drums, lots of drummers, the good and big energy, big sound, strong sound, because we love samba. And the real samba orchestras in Rio, perhaps, or I don't know, in Bahia, this type of orchestras has lots of drummers, I don't know, 100, 500 drummers.
Vasik would like to see his group grow so large one day, but they're not there just yet. Right now, more than 30 Czechs are learning how to play the rhythms of Latin America at his school. Still, with each new member, the sound grows stronger and better.
More percussionists play one complex polyrhythm, the more exciting it gets and more complex, and it just shoots you out into the universe. It's a great trip, I would say.